how to work the soundboard. I've been doing that for almost 2 years now, and I've pretty much mastered it, so that's pretty exciting.
All right, that's great. You'll know how to work sound for the rest of your life and do subscribable audio shows or radio shows elsewhere, or you know, wherever you stay or go. You'll learn all kinds of valuable skills, and you've learned...
I've learned to watch Stella work on the soundboard, actually. I've learned to speak into the microphone, and that's pretty much, that's where my technical expertise stops, you know. Even during our guest DJ stint, Stella's the one who ran the soundboard. So I know my limitations, you know.
All right, well, we've talked enough, I guess, about pledge drives for now. Well, you guys can come back and tell them some more about the pledge drive later in the show. But Stella, you've got all kinds of songs to share, don't you?
Lots of great songs today. Yeah. All right. So, welcome to Get Happy every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4 with me, Stella. I can't wait to get started with today's show, for a lot of great songs are in store. Here we go. The first song that I'll be playing today is called Jeepers Creepers by Jack Teagarden. It was written by Johnny Mercer in 1938, originally for the Dick Powell film Going Places, which came out later that year. It even earned an Academy Award nomination for Best Original Song, which inspired artists like Bing Crosby and Tony Bennett to cover it later. Enjoy!
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those beepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, all get up, how'd they get so lit up? Gosh, all get up, how'd they get that size? Golly gee, when you turn those eaters on. Whoa, it's me, got to put my cheetahs on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those beepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where'd you get those eyes? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those beepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes?
Gosh, I'll get up, how'd they get so lit up? Gosh, I'll get up, how'd they get that size?
Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on.
Woe is me, got to put my cheetahs on.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those beepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where'd you get those eyes? Where'd you get those
jeepers?
That was Jeepers Creepers. The next song is called Blues in the Night by Dinah Shore. This song was written by Harold Arlen in 1941 and was first introduced by William Gillespie in the Warner Brothers film Blues in the Night. It was nominated for an Oscar later that year, too, but lost to Jerome Kern. This is my favorite version.
When I was in pigtails, my mama done told me, hon, a man's gonna sweet talk and give you the glad eye. But when that sweet talking's done, a man is a two-faced, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. Now the rains have fallen here, the trains are calling, hooey. My mama done told me, hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle, hooey. My mama done told me, a hooey, da hooey. Old pickety clack is echoing back the blues in the night. The evening breeze will start the trees to cry, and the moon will dim its light. When you hear the blues, from Nassau to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the four winds blow. I've been to some big towns, I've heard me some big talk, but there is one thing I know. A man is a two-faced, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues. La la la, my mama done told me there's blues in the night.
The next song is called Cabin in the Sky by Ina Ray Hutton.
And this time I'd like to sing Cabin in the Sky.
That was Cabin in the Sky. And remember, please pledge. There's a pledge drive going on. You can pledge at 518-697-7400. Please pledge. The next song is a classic called It's Been a Long, Long Time by Harry James. It was written by Sammy Kahn and Jules Stein in 1945 and became a major hit right after the end of World War II. The lyrics are very touching, as they're supposed to be from the point of view of a wife welcoming her soldier home. It's been famous ever since.
Kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you. Just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once, then kiss me twice. Kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time.
That was It's Been a Long, Long Time. The next song is called Swanee by Judy Garland. It was written by George Gershwin in 1919 and was most famously sung in the 1920s by Al Jolson. His version rose to number one in the charts for 9 straight weeks and stayed on for another 9 a little further down the chart. I would say his version is the most well-known, but this is my all-time favorite.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love was real. Near you I long to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's strumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to the Swanee shore. Swanee, I am coming back to Swanee. Mammy, Mammy, I love the old folks at home. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to the Swanee shore.
That was Swanee. The next song is called A Garden in the Rain by Gene Austin. It was written by well-known bandleader Carol Gibbons in 1928 and was first recorded by him that July. It did reasonably well with other recordings by John McCormack later that year, but it never quite took off until 1952 when Perry Como made it famous again.
I had strolled away, and suddenly a storm blew out. Seeking shelter from the rain, we hurried down a little lane, found a lovely spot nearby. It was just a garden in the rain, close to a little a touch of color beneath skies of gray. The raindrops kiss the flower bed, the blossoms raise their pretty heads, a perfume thank you they seem to say. Surely here was charm beyond compare to view. Maybe it was just that I was there with you. It was just a garden in the rain, but then the sun came out again and set us happily on our way. Was just a garden in the rain, close to a little leafy lane, a touch of color in skies of gray. The raindrops kiss the flower bed, the blossoms raise their pretty heads, a perfume thank you they seem to say. Was just a garden in the rain, but then the sun came out again and set us happily on our way.
That was A Garden in the Rain, recorded in 1929. The next song is a real classic, which I think everyone knows, called Sing, Sing, Sing by Benny Goodman. This song was written by Louis Prima in 1936 and was first covered by him and his band, but the most successful version is this one, with Benny Goodman on clarinet and no vocals. It's one of the most successful big band tunes in history, too. I love this version. Sing, Sing, Sing. The next song is called Bluebird of Happiness by Gracie Fields.
Like I hold your head up high till you find a bluebird of happiness. You will find greater peace of mind knowing there's a bluebird
That was Bluebird of Happiness from 1948. So unfortunately, our time is just about up for today. Our last song is called The Best Things in Life Are Free, a classic by Jack Hilton. It was written by Ray Henderson in 1927 and was first introduced in the musical Good News. It was very successful, but didn't reach full fame until the late 40s, when Joe Stafford, Dinah Shore, and many others rediscovered it.
Flowers in spring, the bird is